This is Just Women, every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on Brooklyn's Radio.
Ivana talks to Oslyn Warren, local Weybridge author, who recently received the Best Food Heritage Book Award for Oslyn's Turkish Table at the Gourmand World Cookbook Awards.
Hoş geldiniz, Özlem.
Oh, that's very sweet, even hoş bulduk, as we say in Turkish. What a lovely welcome. Thank you.
That's okay. It's lovely to have you on the show. Before we talk about the amazing work you're doing at the moment, can you tell the listeners a little bit about your background, what you've done before?
Yeah, sure. Well, my name is Özlem Warren, born and bred in Turkey, lived there for over 30 years. And when I got married, my dear husband, Angus, a very Scottish name, but he was born in Crawley, England. And he was born in Texas, America. And he's from England himself. So we are quite a multinational bunch. So I moved to UK briefly, and then we lived in the US for 6 years. That's where my culinary journey started. And, you know, for 15 years, that's what I've been doing, over 15 years, teaching cookery classes, a cookery book, doing talks like yourself about Turkish cuisine, and really try to spread the word on about a lovely, delicious and wholesome cuisine is.
But what happened, though? Did you wake up one morning when you were in the US and think, oh, you know, I've got a passion for cooking, I'm going to make this my career? How did it sort of unfold?
That's a good question, actually. You know, I had a busy corporate life before my culinary life. For a corporation, I worked for about 10 years, starting from my university years, PR, marketing. As much as I loved the buzz and energy, I knew it wasn't what I really wanted to do for the rest of my life. But what really happened was that moving abroad really triggered that, because I terribly missed home. I missed home. I missed that sense of community, gathering and cooking, sharing above all. You know, sharing hospitality is a big part of my culture. So living in the US, I would cook up meals and deliver to friends who gave birth, or tasters to my neighbors. And really also realized not many recipes written properly. And everyone kind of associates the Turkish cuisine with kebabs. Don't get me wrong, we love kebabs, but we don't tend to make kebabs at home. So that was the real opportunity to really showcase what's cooked in Turkish homes other than kebabs and really have a chance to connect with my homeland. You know, it was both ways. A, giving the message of the cuisine to the world. B, for myself, being connected to my roots, heritage. So I'm thankful that I started living abroad to be able to do what I do at the moment.
That's interesting, because you touched on a very relevant point, because my family are Italian, and similar to Turkish people, we show love through food. So eating is a ritual, isn't it? It's a really big thing. You sit around a table, absolutely, night, day, doesn't matter what it is, and that's how you kind of, you talk about the day. You know, it's a really important part of life, isn't it? So I kind of really understand where you're coming from when you say that.
Oh, hugely, hugely. You know, I vividly remember having lunch and talking about, gosh, what are we going to have for dinner? And anticipating to go to the market, because everything is based on seasonality, really, the cuisine is so... Whatever is in season dictates, as in your Italian cuisine. So I would remember going to the farmer's market with my dad in his little trolley, picking up the aubergine and peppers and whatever. And then, okay, we can make stuffed, you know, peppers today, or aubergines, or something to do with lentils and aubergines. And that anticipation and sheer excitement of it, you know, it's just not physical feeding yourself. You are really... nurturing your soul, feeding the community. Again, you know, with my roots back to Antakya, ancient Antioch, my grandma had this beautiful 450-year-old old house where I spent my childhood holidays. Everything is in abundance. And my grandfather was a food merchant. He would come with cases of figs and aubergines and tomatoes. And everything is distributed and shared with community. And that sense of belonging, sense of community, and just the notion that everything tastes better when shared is, I think, translates to the cookery classes and the book and just sharing through social media.
So obviously you were in the corporate world. Then what happened? Did your friend say to you, Özlem, you need to be, you know, you're an amazing cook. You need to make this your business now.
No. You know, I think that's where we all kind of, because we all have this feeling like, you know, someone has to tell us. No, it was me who said, you know, right, I don't want to do corporate life. Here I am in a foreign world, 12 hours, whatever, away from home. And obviously, there is an interest for learning more about where I'm from, because it's quite a, you know, though Austin, where we live, is quite an international hub, quite diverse, still quite a foreign land. And, you know, I made it happen myself, to be honest, or put myself forward. There was a lovely cookery school called Central Market Cooking School in Austin, where big chefs like Jamie Oliver, Rick Bailey's, Ina Garten would come and cook. I started being a volunteer at the cookery school to help, you know, to help prepare dishes. But when you help, you start talking about your background. They ask a few questions and they realized that my passion for Turkish cuisine. They said, please do teach us cookery classes. And I'm very grateful in a way. I think that's one of the nice things we took from America, that they have this can-do attitude, you know. For us, you're from that part of the world. You obviously know a thing or two. Just go for it.
Yeah. So you've got this wonderful website, ozlemsturkishtable.com, and you've written this amazing book. What came first? So the website come first and then the book, or did the book start it, or the website?
It's teaching started first. And to be honest, endless conversations, which cost me an arm and a leg pre-internet time. So Istanbul to mom, get the recipes right, teaching at the cookery school. When I started teaching, because when you teach a recipe, again, like you're Italian, you talk about the story behind it, the heritage side of it, history of it. And all the folks said, you know, we'd love to get your book. Do you have a book? I said, I don't have a book, but I'd love to write one. And it took me 10 years to write the book. It's, you know, it doesn't magically appear. It's a lot of food. A lot of love goes into it and effort. But first teaching, then the blog. And with the blog, you actually start building confidence. People start trusting you. They test your recipes very kindly and say, oh, that works. I love that. And in a way, that really gives you confidence and gives you guidance that, okay, I think this would work. And then came the book. Right.
And just to plug the book for you, it's called Özlem's Turkish Table: Recipes from My Homeland, which is a beautiful, I love the wording, and it's available on Amazon, isn't it?
It's on Amazon. Also, signed copies are available through my publisher, GP Publishing, which I love to thank them very much here for taking me on board and making it happen. As you know, I'm based in Surrey, so is my publisher. And actually, through my publisher's website, people can leave notes. If they have a special private message, then I could, you know, I love signing up for people because they make such special gifts. But it's through Amazon too, obviously, yeah.
And I want to make sure I cover this as well before we go on to you to tell us what you do, some of the services you provide. Tell us about the amazing Gourmand Award that you achieved.
Oh, thank you. That was a special award. So it's sort of like... it's regarded as the Oscars for in the cookery book sector, and you know, hundreds of books, over 200 countries, thousands perhaps, enter, and there's different categories. So my book got Best in the World Award in Food Heritage, which was quite special, really, really special, because it is the heritage side of it I'm really passionate, just showcasing my roots, thousands of years of heritage from Ottomans, Romans, Hittites, Levant, you know, so it was wonderful. Actually, there was this ceremony in Paris in November, which miraculously happened. So it was a lovely opportunity to talk about Turkish cuisine and get the award. We were delighted, really delighted.
When you got that, it must have been a real endorsement for you to say, you know what, I can do this. I know I'm more than capable, and I'm achieving my dreams. That must have felt amazing. you?
It really felt, you know, especially just, you know, getting the confirmation that, yes, it does deliver and it does make a difference. But to be honest, as special as it was that, you know, it sold over nearly 15,000, I think, so far. I get so many messages all around the world, what a difference it made to their diet. They brought special memories visiting Turkey. How doable, healthy Turkish cuisine is, from mezes to vegetables cooked in olive oil. It's very diverse and it's not really rocket science once you get the hang of it. Those are at least as special as the award itself, you know, just knowing that you touched a few people's life and hopefully made a little bit of difference. Obviously, we were delighted to get the award too.
Your passion for what you do comes through loud and clear, just in your voice. It's amazing. But so I'm conscious, obviously, I don't want to run out. I want to make sure we don't run out of time. But talk me through, Özlem, some of the things that you offer, some of your services.
I do cookery classes. Also, obviously, with pandemic, I do online cookery classes as well as hands-on. I was teaching in Dorset. We have a lovely cafe in Aromas in Weybridge. I did a supper club there. Chan Cookery School, online classes, talks like this. I'm very active on social media as under name Özlem's Turkish Table on Instagram, Facebook. I offer generous recipes, generous tips. So if anyone is interested in, please do check out and check my book, because we are all kind of into healthy eating mode at the moment too. We use olive oil, nuts, grains, pulses, not just meat and, you know, poultry and whatnot. So there's something really for everyone in Turkish cuisine. Reach me out. I'll be more than happy to help.
And would you agree then for you, for maybe in your case, obviously it's not in everyone's case, but COVID has helped from the point of view that it's enabled you to go online more and deliver things online where you buy.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, my cookery classes, people from Singapore to Hawaii, they all join in. It really is incredible on that sense, and internet helps us with that. And, you know, some people could be lonely, isolated, and you take people on a culinary journey with a cookery class. You give them a glimpse of life in Istanbul, in Antakya, how we do things. So in that respect, I think it's quite special too. So yeah, may long it continue, not the COVID, but teaching and enjoying food and sharing others.
Definitely. And you also featured in BBC Good Food magazine last year, didn't you?
I did, yes, they were very kind. Oh, you know, because Turkish food, Levant, Eastern Mediterranean, Middle Eastern food, they're all interlinked, really. We all have a love of passion for spices, stuff like that. So it was lovely that they picked up on that. But Turkish cuisine uses spices very sparingly. It's never overwhelming, just really adding flavors naturally through spices. So, yeah, it was really nice that they picked up on that.
Yeah. Absolutely. And do you think the fact that Turkey straddles two continents, Asia and Europe, means that you can travel from all these different cultures, can't you?
It's a real melting pot, you know. There is the influence of the West, of the East, from the Ottomans, from the Byzantine, from the Romans, from the Hittites, from the Levant, from the Middle East. So it's a real melting pot of different cuisines, and in that respect, it really is very special. And also for me, it's accessible. You know, you don't have to spend hours in a kitchen to knock up a dish. There's a lovely courgette cooked with bulgur and onions and tomatoes in the book that is ready in 15 minutes. For me, it's special because I have two kids. My dinner needs to be get done within half an hour, 40 minutes max. Ideally, it is prepped ahead of time, like Turkish cuisine. Ideally, it tastes even better the next day, like Turkish cuisine, you know. So we all have busy lives, but I try to say healthy food can be really packed with flavor and also can come with a really incredible background, a culinary heritage. So I hope there's a little bit of for everyone in Turkish cuisine, and I truly hope people really dig into it and investigate.
Well, you're making me very hungry. I'm going to go away and have some snack after I've spoken to you.
Oh, come on for lunch.
You've got a date. I'll definitely take you up on that. I love the fact on your website, Özlem, that it says, it is believed that no one should ever leave a Turkish table without feeling satisfied and happy. I love that expression. And that's so true.
Again, so true, again, with our Mediterranean culture. It is that, you know, in Turkish, there's a word say, başımın üstünde yerin var. I place you at top of my head. For us, our guests are so special, so important. My mom would cook for an army. I'm a bit like that too. You know, it's always generous. If there is something excessive, share with someone. Send over. If I have a baklava class, all my neighbors have a plate of baklava. Because, you know, it's just nice to share. And also I think it brings people together, which is nice.
It definitely does. Well, sadly, Özlem, we've reached the end of the interview. I could talk to you all day, hon. If you could give listeners one piece of advice in relation to maybe trying Turkish cookery, etc., what would you say to them?
Please don't be afraid to experiment. Just grab whatever seasonal vegetable is. Have some olive oil, perhaps few nuts, perhaps not. And try bulgur. Bulgur is everywhere at the moment. It's nutty, wholesome. Cook up a wonderful bulgur pilaf mixed with courgettes and tomatoes and onions, as I said. The recipe is on my website as well as in my book if you want to have a go. Any questions, reach me out at Özlem Search Table. I'll be more than happy to help.
Brilliant. And can you just remind listeners of what your website is?
It's özlemsturkishtable.com and Facebook page is the same as Özlem's Turkish Table, as well as Instagram handle Özlem's Turkish Table with underscore between Özlem_Turkish_table.
Fantastic. Thank you so much. That was Özlem Warren from özlemsturkishtable.com, who's definitely inspired me to try more Turkish recipes.
You're listening to Just Women on Brooklyn's Radio.